misunderstand what we trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all of the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk. I'm Miss V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, it's been an awesome weekend. How are you doing?
So, I'm doing good. The first thing I want to start with, and I want to ask you a question. But you guys,
okay.
Greg never knows what's going to come out my mouth. So, but this is a serious question. I've been watching the news. Everybody knows I watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
How were you guys affected? Because I saw on the news, I know different parts of the South get tornadoes, and I couldn't remember if you guys got hit also. So how's everything going down there weather-wise?
Yeah, I mean, here we had, I think, last week maybe, or somewhere in that area, tornadoes, but they were small, very minor.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a 1-0. So, yeah, just very minor because we are missing the moisture coming out of the Gulf up here. So we're dry as fuck.
Okay, because I know Alabama got hit really hard. They're actually going to declare a state of emergency in Selma. So I was just wondering.
Yes.
I couldn't remember. You know, I didn't want to start off the show by being a heartless individual. But I do have to go with my heartless. But as we say, now that I've shown my compassion, let's hit my heartless phase.
Yeah.
I love my lion. I just posted either today or yesterday, a friend of mine who does not live in Michigan, who is not even a Lions fan. Actually, my friend is a Jaguars fan because she lives in Jacksonville. She sent me a text message. And it was, you know how they hang the banners from the rafters?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I caught it. I want to say I posted it on Instagram. I can't remember. And my Instagram normally goes to my Twitter for anybody who wants to know. But it had a picture of the Lions, and it says, wait a minute, I had to read it because, as they say, it's better to read it than to improvise. And also, let me see if it hit Twitter. Because if it hit Twitter, that means that it also went to my Facebook page. It's not what I say. It's nice. One of those where all you could do is say, how you like me now. Okay.
I did not see that on Twitter from you.
It did not come up. So.
Okay.
Let me pull up on my phone real quick. I don't know how I didn't do that. I don't know. So let me pull it up because I actually I know I
now,
posted it.
I know last weekend the Lions had the football game with the Packers, and that was a shocker.
Yeah, we tapped that ass.
Lions won.
We tapped that ass.
Uh-huh. And now you have I think you're up to what, fifth pick in the first round?
Yes. Oh, shit, did I post this on the dogs page? Wait a minute. I'm looking to see because I might have posted this on my dog's page, which is funny. My dogs actually have their own Twitter page. And this morning yes, my dogs have a Twitter page, everybody. I posted it on the damn dog's page. Oh, no, I posted it on my page. Okay. So this is what I posted on my page. It's a thing hanging from the rafters, and it says, it has the Lions on there. It says, eliminated the Packers from playoff contingency 2022-2023. So, that's like my super revenge. I mean, so
yeah.
I got people liking it. So, people are loving it. I was like, if the Detroit Lions can't go to the playoffs, neither can the Packers. One pride. And anybody who knows me, I'm always saying one pride. You know, that is, if you're a Detroit Lions fan, you know what hashtag one pride means. I mean, we yell all through. When we go in stadiums, we yell one pride. And anybody who don't know what Lions are pride. So when we yell one pride, you know it's Lions fans. We walk in places, people hate us because we will be at a tailgate in another city, and we'll – all it takes is one of us holds up and say one pride, and next you know, one pride, and everybody knows what that means. So I put on there, I said, hashtag one pride, hashtag go Lions. And it's already been liked by 8 people, which means that I did post it. It must not have went over, but I'll have it shared to my Twitter and everything, but I had to put that out there because, as they say, ain't nothing like being that bitch. As they say, yes, I'm being heartless on that one. You motherfuckers, we can't go, you can't go either. But the story for today has been, you know, and I want everybody, I don't know how many people watch like the news, especially when it don't pertain to your team or whatever, but the NFL is bitching about their Rams and Seahawks game right now. And they're bitching about it because they're saying the officiating was the worst that day. And there were calls. They got a roughing the kicker call that shouldn't have been called. That was called on the Rams. And he was actually pushing to the kicker, and it was after the ball was kicked. They called roughing the kicker. You know, that's a dog on 15-yard penalty. They did not get the call for taunting. The Seahawks didn't. So it was, they said it was some horrible officiating. They was like, does that mean that the Seahawks would have won, would have lost? They said they really don't know, but the officiating had a lot to do with the way that game came out. So all I can do is say, yeah, you motherfuckers ain't shit. You know, that's the best way I put it, y'all. You motherfuckers ain't shit. You know, because you're bitching about, okay, the NFL ain't going to change what the fuck they do. Let's just keep it real. They're just not. And they've been doing this shit forever. I mean, it sucks that it eliminated us from the playoffs, but the Lions have been getting fucked for years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they say this shit after the fact, but that doesn't change the outcome. It doesn't say, oh, now the Lions are automatically in the fucking playoffs. It's bitching. It's jawjacking. It's whatever you want to fucking call it. It doesn't change anything. So, yeah, did the fucking officiating suck? Hell yeah, it sucked. Is it going to change? No. I mean, I'm just glad the fucking Seahawks got eliminated today. I mean, I'm a Guap fan anyway. Even though Guap wasn't playing, I am a Guap fan. You know.
Yeah.
If Russell Wilson was still playing for the Seahawks, I might have been like, okay, maybe I could root for y'all. But no, I can't root for you motherfuckers. Not right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you, Seahawks. Okay. Sorry. Now, I mean, a huge upset comeback last night, which I actually turned it to a movie at roughly halftime, and that was on the Jacksonville game.
I did not watch it. What happened?
Holy shit. 27-7, I think, at half, and Jacksonville losing. Jaguars.
Damn.
Losing. And they came back and won 31-30.
Wow. And like I said, I haven't been paying I've watched the playoffs, but I'm not watching them. You know, everybody knows that I'm very quick to say, if I ain't got a dog in the fucking race, I'm really not paying a whole lot of attention. So let's keep it real that I'm not going to fake the funk. What I will tell you is that our shows are scheduled all the way up until, I think, the end of the year right now. And that includes our summer break and the day before Memorial Day, because we already know that I don't do those. And we may. And let's keep it real. We're probably not going to have a show Super Bowl Sunday, even though I probably got it scheduled. I'm going to move it because we already know we already know that even though I ain't got a dog in the race, I don't think we've ever had a show on Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm not going to start. Let's just keep it real. Super Bowl Sunday is our fucking holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say wholeheartedly that I will be, you know, we will not have a show Super Bowl Sunday. And Combine weekend, we probably will not have a show.
Correct.
They have not released the tickets for the Combine yet, so I cannot say for sure until they release the tickets and I see if we get them.
Yeah.
The tickets for the Combine, as everyone knows, is first come, first serve, or they'll do a lottery, and you have to hope. We did not go last year due to the fact that we went to Vegas for a week before that to celebrate my daughter's 30th birthday. So I, it was just too close. We came back, and there's no way we could have turned around a week and a half later and went to Indianapolis. That just wasn't going to happen. So we did not go last year. We already have plans to go this year. Our intent is to be there Friday night and Saturday night like we always do. For anybody who's curious, that is the first weekend in March. So that would be Sunday, March 5th, I believe. That Sunday, March 5th, we would not have a show. So just letting everybody know, you know, that's just how we're looking at it. And that will probably be another weekend that we don't have a show. I mean, I could probably do it in the car coming back. It really depends. But we all know me driving and trying to multitask might not be a good thing.
No.
Nobody know what happened about that there thing, but Greg, but we already know that that didn't turn out too well either. I was lit. That's all I will say is I was lit. But I did manage to cancel that show. I don't know how the fuck I managed to get in and cancel that show, but I did.
Oh, I
know.
It
was a last-minute cancel, but I was able to do it.
Yeah, because, that show, I was trying to jump online on my computer plus my phone and could not get access. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And that's because I was able to cancel that show.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how bitch did it. But I knew, I knew we weren't going to do it. You know, I'll be perfectly honest. I knew I wasn't going to do it. And it just wasn't going to happen. And that was for the Bears game. Fair warning, we will be going to the New Orleans game. As everyone knows, the schedule has not been released. So I can say we will probably have the show that night. As crazy as it may seem, it just depends on if I take my laptop with me. That's going to be the whole thing. Not even going to lie. It depends on if I take my laptop with me. So, as they say, it is what it is. We'll find out.
Do I need to give you a call or a text about 3-4 days out and say, take your laptop?
You know, I'm really, it depends on, it's going to be a lot of things that I'm going to factor into taking my laptop. It's going to depend, first of all, let's keep it real. We don't know if we're getting a primetime game. We could be on primetime, which means, hell no, bitch ain't taking her laptop.
Yeah, I mean, if it's televised, hell no.
You know, so it's a lot of factors. You know, let's just keep it real. It's a whole lot of factors.
Oh,
game
yeah.
Time got all my
oh, no.
So, you know, I can, and then I'm going to be honest, I probably won't take it because I'm a fucking Lions fan. It's not like we're coming home that night, okay? I'm just going to keep it real. It's not like we're coming home, which means we're going to be there with all the other motherfucking Lions fans, wearing our gloves, acting a fool. We going to the French Quarters. I mean, I just want to be another fan, you know? So, and my daughter has never been to New Orleans. So, I won't.
I thought you guys went down there.
No, I go to New Orleans all the time.
I thought you guys went down there maybe a couple of years ago, I thought.
We were during COVID. Remember, we were going to do her birthday for Mardi Gras, and we did not do it. Remember,
okay,
we did not do it because it was COVID.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay. Because I remember you talking about it going. And then it's like,
that's what we did
in
Vegas last year.
Okay.
We did Vegas
last
year to make up for not going for her birthday because her birthday actually fell through Mardi Gras that year. So.
Okay. Yes.
2021, we were supposed to go, and we did not go because it was still COVID.
And it was a miracle that I passed everything last year in March to go to Hawaii. So, yeah,
right.
It's like, oh. But I did.
I'm looking at. I actually, I forgot to. I forgot to make my reservations for this. So
uh-oh.
I'm actually doing our reservations now because I know we're going to be
there
Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
And you really want my credit card number? Okay, we could do this shit in the morning. I don't have the energy for this right now. Note to self, do this shit in the morning. Okay.
Yep.
What was I going to say?
You should be off tomorrow.
We won't discuss that, but I will be back.
Well,
okay. Remember last year I said that I should be off punishment. I am no longer on restrictions. I'm just, give me a month, everybody. I will be back on social media. I, you know, after being on social media for 5 years, this is going to, I can't, you know, I've been doing the little bullshit stuff, but I got to get back into it. I'm finding that give me a month. I think that my approach is going to probably be different only because in the past 5 years, a lot has changed and I'm not a fan of Twitter right now. I'm not a fan of anything other than Instagram. And give me a minute to figure out how I'm going to ease back in. I still have all my social media accounts. I never got rid of them because I still, you know, I post different things occasionally.
Yeah.
The promotions for Vs After Dark will be coming back up this year. Like I said, give me a minute. I'll be back active. Does that mean you guys are going to see pictures and everything? I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I doubt it. I will post pictures about football. Will I be posting pictures of me? They will probably be minimum, which I really didn't post a lot of pictures before anyway. So please don't think that all of a sudden. What was you going to say?
Well, no. I mean, since I've known you and jumped in on that one show years ago, there really has not been a whole lot of your pics, selfies, but a few. And it's, you know, mostly at the Lions games and in the crowd. So, I mean, even as far as business goes, it's been discreet and very limited even when I first called in. So it's, no. I think you're doing a great job.
And for anybody who's wondering, I am very, when it comes down to, I'm not ashamed of my image. Let's get that very clear, because the number of pictures I got with Missy Stone and all these other porn stars, you know, and I'm talking about A-list porn stars, people, and these are not the, oh, well, she just met up. These are people who I know. But how many times can I take pictures of the same people I know forever and ever and ever? I mean, will some more come out there? Probably. You know, I have not been, again, I've been on punishment for 5 years. So,
yeah.
Unlike a younger person who would come off punishment and be like, oh, I'm free and I got to post all this, I see it more so with the number of changes that have gone with social media, how is my approach going to be now, you know?
Yes.
And during that time, I have not been to AVN. I have not been to Exotica. So the different events I haven't been to. So it's not just that I've been on punishment. I have not even been attending these things. And a lot has changed personally in my life that I don't discuss on air. So with the personal things that have changed in my life, along with me not going to AVN, I mean, I actually had the opportunity to go to AVN this month. AVN reached out to me, for me to come, and it just wasn't the right time for me.
Okay.
I had every opportunity to go, and I made a conscious decision that I wasn't going to go. I really don't see me going back to AVN anytime soon. I need to find out how things are going at the new location, because they switched locations. Because despite what
they say,
they did get kicked. They got kicked. They will say they did not get kicked out of the Hard Rock. Well, I want to, first of all, we all know, let's keep it real, we all know the reputation of Virgin Hotels. They are a family brand. Bronson is very family-oriented, and he bought the Hard Rock. It is now Virgin Las Vegas or whatever. Whatever they're calling it now, it's no longer Hard Rock. And when you have Virgin come in and buy a property, they can say that they didn't get kicked out. Let's keep it real. Hard Rock. Yeah, I can see Hard Rock saying, let's do this shit. It's Hard Rock. Virgin is about family.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at Virgin.
No. But what I've heard, and this is weird, it just popped up within the last couple of weeks, you mentioned Hard Rock. Hard Rock Cafe is actually a Indian Native American Indian-owned country or company.
Oh, wow.
And that's, and it's like, are you shitting me? They sold that? Okay.
But the Hard Rock has been selling the Hard Rock Hotel is different from the Hard Rock Cafe. But the Hard Rock Cafe, really, the reputation, you know what, as times have changed, and generations have changed. You know, the attitude has changed. I mean, I love hard rock. I'm not gonna. They still have the hard rock store in Vegas, but the restaurant and all that stuff is gone. The hotel is gone. And we just have a hard rock here, and it's gone. It is now, what is that thing? Because everybody is switching over to, what is that damn thing? And I actually got tickets to go there. I shouldn't say tickets. I got a Groupon. Yes, I'm a Groupon person, everybody.
Yeah.
I love me some Groupon.
Well, that's the thing. We've got a Hard Rock casino up here in Tulsa, which is about an hour and a half away. And it's, yeah, it's Indian owned. And I was thinking,
I'm
going to
tell you guys
something.
Right now what is taking, what is the new Hard Rock. So I know people will say, what do you mean, what is the new Hard Rock? It's the appeal of Hard Rock has gone down. And now what you have is, and they just put one here, and that's why I got this, the Sugar Factory. The Sugar Factory is not a new Hard Rock. And they actually have a Sugar Factory here in Detroit. And that is actually in the space of the old Hard Rock Cafe. So it's generational. You know, the Hard Rock was very appealing. The Sugar Factory, we did not get a chance to go when we were in Vegas. We did so much in Vegas for that week. But we've got a Sugar Factory here, and we're going to the Sugar Factory here. So that's what's going on. But let me bring in Randy. And I still got some more shit to puss about. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Relaxing after a hard day's work today. Yeah.
You know what? I can really relate to that. I, you know, Randy, give me change the subject. So
okay.
Today I rearranged my family room. When I get into these energy bursts, like I could say this because don't nobody know where I live. Black Friday, apparently somebody said, "Bitch, you got money, go spend it." What they really said was, "Bitch, you got a credit card that you ain't been using in a while, go use it." That didn't mean I had money. So on Black Friday, while everybody was saying, I did not stand in a long line. My go-to place to shop, and they only have them here in Michigan, and I think maybe in Indiana, is ABC Warehouse. ABC Warehouse is an appliance and TV store. For whatever reason, every Black Friday, my bitch ass is there. And when I say I'm there, I'm normally the second one in line. You know, where all these other places open at 4 and 5 in the morning, these long lines, they don't open up until 9 o'clock, okay? So you get a chance to go to sleep, get you something to eat. I get there. I normally get there about 8:30. I'm normally the second or third person in line. I go in to get out of my car because I'm like, okay, I look up. I'm like, yeah, the motherfucker's getting ready to come. I normally go for, like, one thing. This year I will because my daughter's microwave died. And they had, every year, they had microwave ovens on sale for $19 on Black Friday.
Oh, no.
And you're only allowed to get one. Well,
brand
my daughter
new.
Told me her microwave got brand new. They don't sell nothing old. Everything is brand new. And it's not refurbished. So I got her the microwave. I went there for the microwave oven. Last year, I went for the refrigerator, like they call them the dorm refrigerators, the ones that can go into, like, dorm rooms and stuff. Well, they always have the one that has the freezer on the top, you know, separate freezer, almost like a mini refrigerator, basically. And it's always on sale for, like, $129 or $99 or something. They're regularly $200-some-odd. So, like, for 3 years in a row, I was getting those because my daughter wanted one, my son wanted one. So I always catch them on sale. Okay, this year I was like, okay, I ain't got no reason to go to ABC Warehouse. Naturally, my daughter's microwave guys. I was like, okay, I'll go. I went for one thing. I walked out of there with three fucking things. I bought her microwave. I got a 65-inch TV. where the fuck am I going to put a 65-inch TV? I don't know. But the damn bitches I sell for $269. What the fuck?
Oh, hell yeah.
And I got another freezer. Now, I already have a big chest freezer in my basement. Well, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, in the summertime, I'm always buying ice. And my freezer is always normally at least halfway or three-quarters away full. Well, when I buy a bag of ice, it normally goes to waste because I don't have any room on my freezer for it. I was like, you know what? We always buy this corn. We have this fabulous fruit market here, vegetable market. And they're only open seasonal. They're family-owned, but they have the best goddamn corn in the world. And their corn, and I think you guys have heard me talk about where I buy their corn because they'll have like a bag of corn. You buy one bag, get two bags free, and you put the corn in the bag yourself. So you're talking about each bag can hold between 10 and 12 stalks of corn. And
hell yeah.
You're walking out of there with that. But I freeze my corn in the hub because when I throw it on the grill, you would never know. I've had corn that was a year or two old, and people be like, how the hell is it so fresh? Because I freeze it directly in the hub. I don't take it out the hub, so it's still protected. Well, I was like, you know what? I never have room for my corn. So I was like, let me get this small freezer. It was $128. That was roughly $228. What the fuck do I need with a freezer? What the fuck do I need with a 65-inch TV? I went for one goddamn thing. So I realized, how am I going to put this TV up? The TV is still in the box. It is now January. This TV, I had to move it from where it was because it was blocking views and stuff. And it was blocking where I couldn't get to my house. And I was like, for Christmas, I had to move because I don't need everybody knowing that I bought a damn TV that still ain't up. So I moved it to my guest bedroom, which is my daughter's bedroom when she comes and spends the night. I pushed it all the way in there. I was like, I started looking. Okay, do I want to spend more money? Do I want to get a new TV stand? I'm finally going to put the damn TV up this week. But I had to redo my living room, my family room. So I had to move my treadmill. So I woke up this morning, I got on the treadmill. I was working out. Bitch was working out this morning. And then I got off the treadmill. I was like, okay, how can I move the TV, the current TV that's in there? Now, I have a 55-inch already in this room. So it's not like this room don't have no big TV in it. I was like, okay, let me do this. I was like, oh, this is easy. I was like, I should be able to move this treadmill without getting anybody here. Now, my daughter and her boyfriend was supposed to come help me move my treadmill. I'm like, this bitch got wheels on it. They can't say that I should be able to push it. And when they installed it, they was like, all you got to do is push it. You don't need to call us. Okay. I realized, damn, bitch, you actually can push this where you want it. The catch is that I bought the mat to go with it. So the mat makes it where it really won't go anywhere. So I pushed it off the mat. Oh, I did some moving and some shit around. I did, like, so my relaxation, and grant you, I haven't had anything to drink. But I did realize, bitch is paying for moving that damn treadmill and stuff. Because I'm not supposed to be moving stuff around like that. That's why I called for help. So thank God I still got my painkillers. I did that. But, yeah, I had a very active day. My next-door neighbor, they went and had a privacy fence put up. I was like, really? You don't like me that much? Really, they only did, like, two panels of a vinyl fence. And that was the same thing that we were going to do on the fence line. So it actually saved me money because now I don't have to worry about that side. I still have to replace my privacy fence on my other side of my yard that's getting ready to say bye-bye. And I was talking to the guy who was installing there. He does not do wood. He only does vinyl or chaining. So I'm going to talk to him. But the catch is that it's going to be hard to do it with him because my dogs like to dig. My dogs will dig under anything. So that's something that will be done before the summer. But, yeah, I've been moving some shit around today. But back to me also being vindictive and trifling. Let's see. I have had a very good week. I have not had to cuss nobody out. Oh, yes, I did. Let me say something about people and driving. If you drive a car, and, Greg, you can relate to this. You park in a parking space.
Yeah.
And, you know, know, the Lions are in the parking spaces for a reason. And that's so that your ass don't cross them. I go to Costco.
Oh, yeah.
And I pull in the parking space. A woman pulls into the space next to me. Now, I'm still in my car. She pulls in. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, this bitch obviously pulls me. I get out. I look. I was like, I said, that's going to be tight. She's like, well, I said, yeah, it's going to be a little tight for me to get out. I said, so don't worry if your car is scratched. She looked at me. I said, yeah, because you crossed over the line. I was like, but don't worry about it. I said, I know how to scratch a car. She looked at me. Oh, I'm sorry. You think that bitch moved her car?
Randy, wake up.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Yep.
I'm still here.
She ain't moved her car at all. She just looked at me.
Oh, hell no.
And said, oh, I'm sorry. Do you know I went in Costco, did what I had to do, and came out, and her car was still there? I said, she better be glad that I'm not vindictive. Because I could have easily scratched her car.
Mm-hmm.
I could have easily scratched it. But I chose not to because, for one, I'm not that petty. But the fact that all you did was say, I'm sorry? Okay, if somebody tells you that you crossed over the motherfucking line, I would have hopped back in my shit and I would have got inside that damn line.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, that thing, if somebody pulls into the parking spot and crosses that line, I will purposely get in the next spot if I can with my vehicle. And I will park that close to their vehicle. Because,
well, you know, Costco, they have the double line. But she crossed one of the double lines. She didn't cross all the way over into my space. But the fact that you crossed that line. Now, let me tell you something. It wasn't like this bitch was driving an Escalade or an Expedition or a Navigator.
Mm. Yeah.
She was driving one of them smaller SUVs, like a Focus or an Escape. It was a smaller one. So I was like, you don't know how to drive this shit? People, if you don't know how to drive a fucking SUV and park the bitch, don't get one. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep it real.
And see, this here is another pet peeve of mine. When you have two turning lanes and you're going to turn to the right, if I'm on the outside one, I'm going to take the outside lane. And it's like if I see someone getting in that inside lane, I purposely get in the outside lane just to turn. And, it's like, hello, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for someone to hit my ass because they are that fucking stupid.
And there's
just goes
a lot
to show
of
you that,
people out there.
This goes to show you that people think they can own the road.
Bingo.
And they think they can do what the fuck they want. I keep trying to tell people, I don't know what y'all been doing, but you will get your ass beat.
Bingo.
I keep trying to, but I have talked to a travel agent, and she's making travel plans for me because for my birthday, which we're never on the air, so I don't have to discuss a lot of it. I had to call her because I called the resort. Me and my girlfriends are going to celebrate this year my birthday. So I've been going back and forth with this damn resort for about 4 months. What happened to picking up? If a person says they want to talk to a person and they say, I'm tired of talking via email, I need to talk to a person.
Yeah.
Why don't they want to communicate? So since I couldn't get a person, well, the biggest thing was that because of where I'm going, they wanted me to put everyone's room on my card. Here's the problem. You want me to put $10,000 on my credit card. And if one of these helpers don't show up, I'm still stuck with this bill. You done lost your motherfucking mind. I don't know about you, but I ain't got 10 G's just like that. I mean, do I have a 10 G? Do I have 10 G's on my credit card? Yes, I can put that on there. Am I going to put that on there? Hell to the motherfucking no. I love my friends. But you're asking me as a resort to do something that I've never done. I've gone on plenty of vacations where I've gone with family, friends, everything else, and it's always been each person has made their own reservations. They've been responsible. I've never gone on a trip where one person is responsible for everybody else's stuff. Never.
No. Never.
And this shit pissed me off. So I was like, you know what, bitch, it's obvious that you can't do this on your own. Go on and call the goddamn travel agent. I called the travel agent, and the first thing she told me, she was like, well, why'd you pick this place? And I told her why I picked it. And she said, you know what, I really don't recommend you go there. And I said, why? And she said, because it was a lot of couples. Bitch, I'm single. I'm not trying to be around no couples. But I told her I picked it because that's what popped up on my Google search. And
yeah.
I want an adult only. I want adult only all inclusive. And that's my biggest thing. I don't want to see your snotty-nosed motherfucking children. I have grandchildren. Let me tell you something. When the fuck did it become the norm to take your children on these type of vacations? Because when I was growing up, you was lucky if you went to Circus in Vegas, okay? You wasn't going out the country to some of these motherfucking resorts with your parents. That's what your parents was going to get their groove on without you. You did not hear about children, a whole lot of children going on cruises. Now this is the norm. Everywhere I fucking go, it's goddamn children. I go to Vegas, it's fucking children.
Yep.
I mean, everywhere I go, it's fucking children. So I am going someplace where if my titty pops out, I ain't got to worry about somebody's child saying, ooh, mom, look. Because you know what? Motherfuckers, I got your vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And what
I
gets
agree.
Me is that more children are in Vegas, but see, when you go to New Orleans, you still don't see a bunch of kids in New Orleans. You go to the French Quarter, you don't see a lot. So I have to go where I could be a motherfucking hoe. I tell everybody, this is how I'm getting turned up. I need to be able to do this.
Agreed.
And my vacation that I want to get turned up at, I don't want to see your motherfucking 5, 6, 3, 2. Mommy, what is that? Why the fuck is your child here? Why is your child out here in the damn pool at the swim up bar that I'm going to? Why the fuck is your child screaming in the room next door to me? Why are they running up and down the halls? I paid too much money for this. And why are you bringing your child on a trip that costs this much money? Then you have something else to do with your motherfucking tax return? Like pay some bills? And you people know what I'm talking about. Because you know good and damn well some of these trips your children shouldn't be on.
Oh, yeah.
I want them to have
that
experience.
I mean, that's why they call it hedonism. No kids.
And see, I'm not trying to go to Hedo.
No,
why I got to go to Hedo to get away from motherfucking children?
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
That's just like going to fucking Cancun. Everybody go to fucking Cancun. So the travel agent understood what I wanted, so she's going to get back with me tomorrow. I want people to understand. See, my ass done told all my girlfriends, don't take no pictures of me on this trip. Don't post this shit. Anything that gets posted, I have to approve of.
Yeah.
I have pictures of me and my grandmother during Christmas. My grandmother asked me, so you going to post this on Facebook? I said no. And she asked me why. I said, I don't post my family. I've never posted my grandchildren on Facebook. The only adult child that I post, so I take that back. Me and my, if I took pictures with my son, I would post that on Facebook because he has his own, you know, social media stuff. But my grandchildren, my mother, my grandmother don't even have no Facebook account. And I don't want nobody knowing who she is.
Yeah.
So these are things that I don't put out there. I mean, we have Christmas pictures. And as much as I was like, damn, this is a damn good looking family, I will not put it out there. I won't. There are people who have seen the pictures. I won't put them out there. Because I feel that some things don't need to be public. And my family does not need to be public. Me and my daughter, that's totally different because we both got our own damn social media accounts. We already do our nonsense.
Yeah.
My grandmother don't do no nonsense, and now nobody needs to know who she is. And even though she gave me permission, I ain't putting that shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my grandmother. And I told, and it's agreed upon in the family that we don't put that out. You know, we've had conversations. We don't put, our family is very private about some shit. So it's things we just don't put out there. And for one, because we have people who have disabilities, who have social media accounts, who when things happen, they post stuff. So we have made it a point knowing that we have family members that have disabilities that they kind of, when they are not on their medication or they're going through something, they post information about the family out there. We made it a point that it's understood we don't post our pictures. And we do that for the protection of the entire family. Because even on my personal page, I have been tagged in pictures from high school. And those I can't do anything about. And I have went into the social media thing to say, hey, only people within this network can see them. Just because my privacy is my privacy. And I don't think the whole world needs to know who I am. But
yep.
I do want to say something else. And I know this may or may not have gone on national news. It probably hasn't. A young lady here went to a hair salon, and she was injured. And I'm going to say this because I'm a licensed cosmetologist. People, if a person posts on the Internet that they are not licensed just because they're doing bomb-ass hair, take heed. They're not licensed. I'm a licensed cosmetologist. My license is active. I do not do hair in the salon. I do not do hair at my home. I will do my friend's hair if something is going on, but I don't professionally do hair any longer. One of the reasons why I don't professionally do hair is because of the liability insurance. And what happened is that this young lady went to a unlicensed individual who set an aerosol can too close to a heater and it exploded, and now this child does not have sight in one of her eyes. This bitch has posted, she's still doing her hair and she got to make ends meet. And people, and to tell that there's a different breed of cosmetologists out here, they're like, well, you got, you know, mistakes happen. This fucking mistake, you're basically saying that there's no repercussions. So I can tell you, as a licensed cosmetologist, people say, well, why don't you just do hair at your house? Because you have another job. You have another income. Let me tell you the penalty in the state of Michigan for doing hair at your house if you're a licensed cosmetologist and it has not been expected. you can get, and it's probably changed, I haven't looked at it, but you can actually lose your home if you're licensed. If you're not licensed, there's no fucking penalty, and that's what they're looking at now because of this incident. And I tell everybody, I take what I do very seriously. I started doing hair because my mother had to sue a cosmetologist. And this was back when they had the jerry curls out, when everybody was wearing jerry curls. And my mother went to go get her jerry curl redid. And she told the girl who was doing her hair, she was like, my scalp is burning. It's not supposed to be burning. She said, oh, you just imagine things. I know what I'm doing. My mother lost patches of hair after that. The girl said, I didn't do nothing. You must have did something. It's a jerry curl. There's nothing you do after a jerry curl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My mother called an attorney, ended up suing. I don't know what the settlement was, but when the attorney called to sign, they was like, you know what? You could talk to our fucking attorney about this and click. Again, that they had, again, here's the catch. Licensed cosmetologist. They did get sued. They did settle. Their insurance paid for it because of everything that happened to my mother. And my mother has very sensitive skin, extremely sensitive. And I got into doing hair because my mother has sensitive skin. So I tell everybody, and my mother, even though I'm a licensed cosmetologist, my mother, after I did her hair once, I won't say what happened, but she messed up her own hair. But she messed it up because I had done something, and I could not get her in when I was in the shop full time. And my mother was like, I guess in her mind thought that she could do it at home. And I'm like, what the hell happened? Oh, well, I did this. I was like, there's a fucking reason why I got a license and you don't. You understand that? You know, it wasn't funny at the time because my mother had to take off work for 2 weeks because of what she did. But she, you know, she didn't realize some of the things I had done that prepared me to do her hair. So the fact that this person is unlicensed doing hair and posting, I still got to make ends meet, and people are sympathizing with her, I have a problem. As a person who has a license, as a person who, when my friends ask me to do their hair, and I do have a couple of friends that will still say, hey, will you do my hair? They understand that this is not my full-time job. They understand that, as a matter of fact, the people whose hair I do, they don't even pay me. You know why they don't pay me? Because I don't ask them to, and it kind of keeps me up on my skill. But it's like, normally, we go to lunch and shit. I mean, I got the type of friends, you know, we do breakfast and lunch and shit. So I don't worry about being paid because it's not like, oh, I took all this time on my day. It's normally they ask me a month ahead of time, yo, I'm going to do this. Can you do my hair? Okay, make sure you call me a couple of days before because you know I'll make plans. And they come over at my convenience. They get their hair done. We be bullshitting. We be watching TV, you know. But I be paying attention to what I'm doing. Even with all that, I am strictly focused because I was like, I got to finish your hair. We could do this afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So this young lady apparently was offering weed to the little girl. She just wasn't paying attention. And on top of that, she was working out of a clothing store that shouldn't have had a hair salon space up in there. I went and looked at some of the posts. She doing too much. And I don't have sympathy for this. I have sympathy for the child who was that's lost her sight. This child that says she's going to cosmetology school, she should not be allowed to finish now. Because I can tell you, when I got my cosmetology license, let me tell you who they told us to go work on. And I'm going to be honest. They told us, if you want to make money while you're in school, go work at a funeral home. And for anybody who don't understand, working on a dead person is one of the easiest things because if you don't know about cosmetology, cosmetology does everything, hair, makeup, and nails. So if you want to hone your skills as a cosmetologist, there is makeup that is made specifically for people who have passed harder to do. And they tell you
yes.
that's how you learn. And they say
yep.
if you're going through school, that's where you should go. And there are plenty of funeral homes that will hire people. The fact that this young lady did all this, okay, you need to go start practicing on dead people because it's obvious you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Because what she did, they kept saying, oh, well, I would have never done that. You know, and people are saying, now I know. First of all, in school, they would have told her not to do that. You know why? Because I looked at, they showed a picture of the area. The area was too small for her to be doing anything. And the fact that
yep.
she set an aerosol can next to a heated stove, I can tell you, as long as I've been doing hair, I've never had aerosol cans near a heated stove. As a matter of fact, my stove has normally been separate and on a stand, away from everything where nothing else could sit on it. Or it had a small area, and then on the other side was where everything else was. I've never understood this. And I'm like, okay, you are some straight-up shit. But I just wanted to put that out there because that's been one of my pet peeves this week. Again, thank you, Lions. Y'all got rid of the Packers. Oh, tomorrow is, because we're almost at the end, today is Dr. King's actual birthday. Tomorrow is the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Please
yep.
do something good for somebody. I don't care who you do it for. Do something good for somebody.
Yep.
You know, be it that you...
Put in a day of service. Because Martin Luther King Jr.
Service
people, and that's what we need to do as
yeah.
a nation, as people, everybody.
You know, and I always tell people, it's not the quantity of what you do, it's the quality. And
mm-hmm.
as a person who's constantly doing things, you know, I'm sure the reason why my daughter was going to come help me do all this shit today is because that was her way of helping. I'm just so damn hard-headed, you know, I get out there and I do shit on my own. But
oh, yeah.
Do something for somebody. If you can't do it, there are a lot of services that are going on. I'm having some stuff done in my home, so I'm going to be doing some stuff online tomorrow. I will be doing things, but remember, tomorrow is a National Day of Service. And thank you to all of the retailers who have not turned this into a retail holiday. I thank you. Because that's the one thing we've been saying. We're like, we don't want to see a MLK sale. And I'm glad that the retailers are pushing President's Day, you know, instead of MLK, because it's one of those where
yeah.
nobody wants to, you know, they like to make a sale out of everything, you know. And that's not the purpose of the day. I understand the Black Friday sales. I don't even understand Halloween and Sweetest Day either. But I really don't understand the sales that commemorate being off work other than Black Friday. I'm just being honest, even though Black Friday, most people are working. These sales, Memorial Day, 4th of July sale, I don't understand them, but we can have that for a different show. I wanted to tell everybody, have a good National Day of Service tomorrow. Go do something good for somebody. And we'll talk to you next
yes.
week.
Bye.
Aloha and mahalo. Ciao.
Yo. We should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.